You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're spending some time on Kobe Bryant's legacy on Milwaukee basketball and how the Bucks community befriended him. Meanwhile, the tragedy, the latest, the cause of Sunday's helicopter crash is under investigation. It was taking Kobe Bryant from Orange County to Ventura County on Sunday when it smashed into a hillside at nearly 200 miles per hour. The NTSB is saying the pilot had tried to climb to avoid a cloud layer, but all on board were killed. The death of the retired NBA superstar shocked fans around the world. What do you think was Kobe Bryant's lasting legacy on the NBA? What do you think was his greatest achievement? Did you see Kobe play against the Bucks? What was that like? We're at 800-642-1234. Justice Cleveland is sports director for WEAU-TV in Eau Claire. Justice, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
And it's too bad we're having you on this occasion, but how are people in Wisconsin remembering Kobe?
Oh, I think he's being remembered as the legend that he was on the basketball court. I think if you look around the state in high school games, I mean, there were tributes yesterday. Kids, you know, if anything, yelling Kobe as they hit a shot, which was, you know, because it's become kind of one of the trademarks that anytime somebody would shoot something was to yell Kobe. So I think we're not going to hear that, the end of that, for a long time, and I think that's going to grow. But, I mean, if you look at the professionals that were touched by him as well, I mean, a lot of the big players for the Wisconsin pro teams, Aaron Rodgers, Kobe, or Giannis, and Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, all those players grew up in California watching Kobe Bryant when they were younger. So they've all been touched deeply by this as well. So I think, you know, he was a worldwide brand, and I think you can really tell that it's affected people everywhere.
You mentioned Giannis. In September of 2018, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks star, he talked about Kobe Bryant mentoring him and, you know, to his approach to basketball. And here is Giannis.
And he said that when you're a kid, you always want to learn. You always want to learn. You ask questions. You ask questions every time. Why do I do this? Why am I sitting in the passenger seat? Why am I going to school today? Like, you always ask questions. So he told me, always be a kid.
Always be a kid. What do you make of that kind of mentoring there?
Oh, I think that was great. And I think, you know, again, it goes back to just how worldwide Kobe was. I mean, Giannis growing up in Greece, to be affected by Kobe Bryant when he was a kid. And, you know, the mentoring that he got as an NBA player, Giannis is an MVP. I mean, Kobe was an MVP. So I think that, you know, you've got those little things that Giannis has taken from him and applied it to his game. And I mean, everybody talks about how Kobe Bryant was one of the greatest competitors in basketball. And I think you're seeing that with Giannis. I think you see him when he goes out there, he wants to be his best night in and night out. And I think he got a lot of that from Kobe. And, you know, it looks like that, you know, Giannis has said yesterday that the reason why he started playing basketball was Kobe Bryant. So, I mean, there's no bigger effect you could really have on somebody than being the inspiration for them to do what they're doing.
What kind of influence did Kobe have on a younger generation of players in the league?
Oh, I think he was, if not the biggest, one of the biggest. Between him and LeBron James, I think right now with the younger players that are in there, I mean, most of the players that are in there grew up watching Kobe Bryant in his prime. So he affected them. And when they were winning their titles, and when the three straight titles and two more, you know, a little later, most of those players that are in the league now were either in high school, grade school, or in college. So they grew up watching Kobe Bryant as the best in the league. And that Mamba mentality, as they call it, that he coined about, you know, wanting to be the toughest and the best out there, I think that trait has passed on to a lot of players that are now in the league.
We're remembering NBA legend Kobe Bryant with Justice Cleveland here. He's sports director for WEAU-TV in Eau Claire. Did you see Kobe play the Bucks? What was that like? What do you remember about his style on the court and his relationship with players and specifically the Milwaukee basketball community? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Justice, are there any games that stand out for you that you still remember years later?
Well, the 81-point game that he had in in the 05-06 season to me. I mean, at that point, no one had really done that kind of scoring in a long time in the NBA. And, you know, you think of the Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game that a lot of people will always point as, you know, obviously being the high mark in basketball. But him getting 81 points at a time when defense was kind of ruling the end, it was remarkable. Because nowadays, scores in the triple digits are not uncommon at all. But in that era of basketball, defense was still running it, and he managed to get 81 points. And then his final game, which I know it was re-aired yesterday, I mean, 60 points to end his career. I don't know if anybody will ever top that. I mean, that's an outstanding amount, and to go out like that, I think that, you know, that's, you don't know at that time that 4 years later that he'll be gone, but I mean, that's a lasting legacy I think a lot of people have in their head for his career for a long time.
Kobe was accused of sexually assaulting a hotel employee in 2003, and the charges were later dropped when the accuser was unwilling to testify at trial. How have you seen people coming to terms with this, or not coming to terms with it, in the wake of his death?
And I think it's complicated, because you can't talk about his life, I think, without mentioning that, because that was a big part of it. I mean, 2003... he faced either parole or life in prison for that sexual assault case, and it was huge. I think if anybody was around back then and you can remember it, I mean, that was the media circus around it was huge, and I think it does taint his legacy a little bit, because he admitted that he was adulterous with her, so it's something that I think people are touching on it, and I think it's just one of those things that he had to rehabilitate his image after that. And I think he did everything that he could, but it's not something that you can ignore. I mean, it's something that it'll always be there, and it does taint and tarnish his image.
How did he rebuild after that? What did you see?
I think the way that he embraced the WNBA, and I think the way that he changed his focus from being more of focusing on himself to where he started doing a lot more community stuff. I think he had to grow up, obviously. I mean, that struck something in him where he knew that he had to change his life. And I think he did after that. I think what he did for the Los Angeles community and around there, and then starting to embrace different things, opening up an academy so that people could, you know, advance in sports that wouldn't have that opportunity. So I think really that from there on, he did what he could to try to rehabilitate his image.
What do we know of how Kobe was spending his retirement? You mentioned opening up an academy.
Yes, he had the Mamba Academy that he had opened up, and that, you know, I believe that he was getting as many people that he could to come and play sports that, you know, again, wouldn't have the opportunity. But he was a diverse person. He wrote poetry. I mean, he won that Oscar for a short film, Dear Basketball, which was based on one of his poems. So he was, I feel like a lot of NBA players, once they retired, are kind of lost and don't know what they want to do with the next act of their life. But I think Kobe Bryant kind of had a plan and knew what he wanted to do. And he was spending as much time as he could with his daughters. And obviously, you know, in his death, he was spending time with his daughters as they were flying there to go to a basketball game. So, you know, it's one of those things where I think he knew what he wanted to do with his life. And for many retired NBA player, they don't know what's next. So in that way, you know, it's sad because you don't know what that next chapter would have been and could have been. It was never completed.
Justice, thank you for joining us. Justice Cleveland is sports director for WEAU-TV in Eau Claire. Coming up, we talk with the new chief warden for the State Department of Natural Resources. Casey Krieger is a 22-year veteran of the DNR. Have you ever interacted with a warden in the outdoors? What was that like? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.